Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is an 18-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's the purveyor of the Mullings.com website, where you'll get two columns a week out of him, mostly spinning to the right. And he is a Republican in many on many levels. And he's our former press secretary, by the way, for Dan Quayle, and a very long-term operative for the Republican Party. He's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Hey, Rich, I would like to take this segment and get you to give us a little report on the kind of a postmortem on the last election. And as I look back, the way I see things, three things. Part of it was natural law, political natural law, the midterm kind of thing that's just historical. Right. And part of it was the anti-Trump thing, the never Trump thing on both sides of the aisle. And then another one would be some of the outside financial influence, like Steyer in California and Bloomberg on the East Coast, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty much it. There was another aspect of that, I believe, and that is that the rise of the Me Too, the Me Too movement, that generated so much interest in politics among women who otherwise just never would run, or if they would run, they'd run for something else first before they ran for Congress. They just jumped in and ran for Congress. And what I said throughout the process was that this is very dangerous for Republicans because white Republican males have no grammar to run against a woman.
Right.
And the example I gave was, you know, just think about a debate at the Rotary Club where, you know, if you're the Republican and I'm the Democrat and I say something, you say that's, you know, that just proves you don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. To me, that's one thing. If you say that to a woman, then you're bullying her. Exactly, and I think that was a big part of it, and that's why you had, you know, like 100 women winning. It's a lot, so yeah. it had a huge impact. And you know, that's if you're a Republican, that's the bad news. If you're I think just kind of a guy sitting on the curb watching the Rose Bowl parade come by, as I am now, at this stage in my career, you go, yeah, it's okay. I think we need more women, mm-hmm. and at some point we'll get past that she was the first that had these attributes,
right?
Whatever the attributes are.
What can the Republicans play that game?
They can, but I don't know that they will because
I don't think the Republican Party is a good old boy party anymore. Are they? Are they still a good old boy party?
In a lot of places, they are. Yeah, they are.
You mean in the all politics is local scenario.
Well, yeah, and it's because, you know, the natural order of things is to, you know, you run for city attorney, or something like that, or city council, not New York, but I mean, you know, in the Marietta, Ohio's and the Birmingham, Alabama's.
Right.
And then you kind of work your way up, and then when there's an mm-hmm. opening, you kind of line up and say, it's my turn, and you run.
You're
for
saying
Congress.
In the Republican Party, maybe those seeds haven't been planted as early as on the Democrat side. So there's another.
Well, because they're in the majority, and there right. you know there are a lot of people sitting and waiting in line, and a huge proportion of these women had never held public office
right.
before.
But they have
been in wars and things. So you know, it's just a different.
A couple of other things, though, Rich, is number one, the Beto effect in Texas elected 59 Democrat judges, kicked out a bunch of Republican judges, elected 59 in Harris County alone, 59 judges on the Democrat side. I mean, my goodness.
Harris County being Houston, yeah.
Houston, yeah. I mean, I know it's Houston. I know it's more, you know, more progressive than because it's a big city, but still, that's a sweep. That's not a sweep. That's
yeah,
a
well, eradication. That that happened in Dallas 15 or 20 years ago. I mean, Dallas was a Republican, yeah. you know, just
yeah.
stronghold no matter what. Mm-hmm. And then one day they woke up and
Texas
no Republicans were in office anymore.
Yeah. I was going to ask you Texas. I'll ask you about Texas later. So, but the other thing is part of what happened in 2018 a sort of lack of verve by the Republican elite, the establishment, and I mean, not really caring whether Trump has a I don't know. What do you think? Is there anything to that?
No, I as you started out by saying part of it's the natural order of things.
Yeah.
The party of the president tends to lose seats.
That's hard to overcome,
I mean,
isn't it?
They almost always lose seats.
That's almost a bizarre thing when that doesn't happen that way, isn't it? Yeah. All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Rich Gaydon after the break and talk about 2019.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.